Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Jason Scaff, and you are listening to Into the Creepy and the Bizarre. Thank you for joining me tonight. I know it's been a little while, and I told you every Friday I'll be popping out podcast to you, but I have been so busy. I always got something going, and I just haven't had time. So, without further ado, I like to tell you all about this. Well, I would like to do part two of Nephilim Reborn. Now, this nice little information that I found, it's on the Solomon Island Giant. Now, the Solomon Islands, the reason why they're called Solomon Islands is believed that that's where King Solomon from the Bible got his gold at for his temple. Whether it's, you know, right or wrong, I don't know, but that's the tale anyways. Oh, excuse me. Now, it is rumored in some remote locations on Earth, there are still some races of giant offsprings. Or maybe even the giant offsprings of the Nephilim exist to this day. Now, in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and the Solomon Islands, the reason why they are I'm getting like really ahead of myself here, and I'm just really excited to get into this with you and everything. But, anyways, on the Solomon Islands, the native people who still live there, still pass on the stories of giants that still live there, just like many other cultures from around the world. Has their stories of giants. But on the Solomon Islands, natives say that giants live there on the island deep in the caverns. Now, these caverns, they go deep into the earth. And the Solomon Islands is made up of 900 different little islands. And they're all linked together underground, which means these giants can go to each one of these islands like that without even stepping outside. And of course, that would be a good way to go undetected. And these giants, they can come out of these caverns whenever they feel like it, out into the open. But I'm sorry, I'm just really, really excited here. Let's see. Oh, now in the 1940s. The Japanese soldiers ran across these giants while battling against the United States of America. 1942 through 1945, known as the Solomon Islands Campaign. During this campaign, Japanese soldiers would experience firsthand the Solomon Island giants. I'm sorry, I can't speak. They reported these creatures was over 10 feet tall and would charge the soldiers. Excuse me. Ooh. They would charge these soldiers. They also reported that bullets would have little, if any, effect on them. Now, these cannibalistic attacks, and yes, I said cannibalistic, because apparently these giants would eat whoever they kill. And that just plumb out creepy. I guess they like their meat fresh. But anyways, that these soldiers are so worn out and tired from fighting these things all day long. And at night, they're too afraid to go to sleep because they hear their own comrades screaming and wailing from still fighting these things all night long and being torn apart and eaten. So these Japanese soldiers are terrified. I mean, extremely terrified to go to sleep because they don't know if they're going to wake up and have one of these big, ugly, greasy things looking at them with licking their chops, ready to chow down their hind end. And, you know, I really can't say that I blame them, because I would be pretty frightened myself. There are more truth to these giants from around the world than what you know, what we all know. The story about David and Goliath was far after the flood of Noah. The Bible even states that there were giants before the flood and after the flood. So somehow the giants was able to reincarnate or come through some interdimensional doorway or somewhere along these lines. But you know what? That's a topic for another episode. And yes, they may be another episode on this. Yeah, thank you. Not only the Bible tells us of giants, but there are cultures from around the world with stories of giants, and with some reason building pyramids. Cultures that have never met each other. Now, forgive me if I pronounce these words wrong. I mean, they're like not in my vocabulary. Cultures such as the Ziggurat of Tepe, Salok, whoever it is. I got it written down. I can't really pronounce them. And the Kashan, Iran, 3,000 years before Christ, BC. Of course, the pyramids of Giza, 2,500 BC. But these places are close together, so in theory, they could have somehow met each other or saw one culture was building these pyramids and was intrigued and thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. That looks awesome. I got to do this. Okay, what about the Kimchi Mausoleum in Sichuan, China? 210 BC, or the Pyramid of the Sun in I'm gonna pronounce this wrong. Chiotican, Mexico, 100 AD. And lastly, Praying Temple in Coalkirk in Cambodia, 940 AD. So not all, only all these cultures have stories and depictions of giants. They all, for some reason, was building pyramids. Now, showing that somehow something was going on in the earth. In those days, there were things were all. Those days were, I'm sorry, were all connected, but they had no contact with each other. And that. That's proof of the fallen angels, and they were mingling with men that existed in the earth back in those days, as told to us in Genesis 6:4. Now, there's quite a few verses in the Bible's prophecy. That makes me wonder, are the Nephilim and their offspring returning again in the last days? And two of those I mention now is in Revelation 9. We're told that there will be an army of 200 million strange creatures, strange things, creatures, and horsemen. That will be a plague that will kill one third of man. We don't know what they are. They've gotten strange attributes. Yeah, they got strange attributes to them. They could be some kind of Nephilim offspring that is brought back to life for the last days. Delu. To bring forth war that is of war that was brought upon us, the earth. Another verse that would back up that theory would be Luke 21:26. It talks about in the last days. Men will faint from fear and anxiety over what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So men will faint and fear from anxiety of looking upon the things that are coming upon the earth. Now, if you take a minute and think about that, how freaking scary would it be? Just imagine, these giants coming out of the earth. I mean, these things are hideous with humanoid bodies, obviously 10, 12, 15, 20 foot tall, wreaking havoc on everybody, eating people, destroying everything. And our military really ain't doing much to them. We're shooting them with our missiles. We're shooting them with our guns. And it's like throwing toothpicks at these things. And what in the world are we going to do? Excuse me, I'm sorry for coughing legends. Now, back to the rest of this podcast. Something so frightening, maybe even the Nephilim and their offspring, resurrected, brought back to life through some type of wicked supernatural event that will take place to usher in the earth's last days. Now, that leaves me with many questions to ask you. And I would love to hear y'all's comments on it and y'all's thoughts. So tell me, could all this really happen? Could a Nephilim or a giant still be alive? Will the giants be brought back by some supernatural events? Or will they be reborn from evil scientists in our government's labs? Now, go back to my last episode that I did. It's called Nephilim Reborn. Check it out if you haven't already. There are many, many spooky, crazy things that goes on in this world. Supernaturally, paranormal. Things that us humans can't fathom. Hell, some things that we haven't even seen or heard of yet. That goes on behind the scenes that we've been blind and we haven't even seen it. But again, I would love to hear your outtake on this. Please leave me a comment, letting me know what you think and why. I would very much love to hear what you think. You know, it's my, I've always been extremely fascinated by all this stuff. Me, my friend, my brother, sometimes my son, we get pretty excited over, you know, angels, demons, monsters, Bigfoots, Wolfman, and Dogman, just the Jersey Devil, all these creatures, these cryptids. And they have to be something to them, because it's not just segregated into one culture, one location of the earth. I mean, these is all over the earth, from different cultures, different tribes, telling these stories about different creatures like that. They would very much have to be something to them, because there's no way these other cultures could have met up and exchanged stories around the campfire while smoking their peace pipes and eating veal. You know, these creatures had to have been actually seen by our ancestors. And our ancestors recorded it, whether it was on stone tablets, in cave walls, through stories, songs. And I am very much intrigued by all this. But if you all have a story that you would like told, drop me a message and I'll be more than happy to have you on sometime so you can share your story with the rest of us. I I want to thank y'all for stopping in tonight, listen to this podcast. Make sure you tell your friends and family about my podcast. Have them come over. Everybody's welcome to come in and enjoy enjoy my ramblings. And if you guys like goofy videos, come check me out at nightsquatchprepper.com on YouTube. Check my buddy Shane YouTube channel out as well if you want. It's Shane Space 717. He has some really cool stuff on there as well. Thank you all so much, and I'll see you again soon. Have a good night.